numbers to the right. Dwyer skips out of dummy half, fakes the kick, gets it away to Fast. Ball on the ground, picked up, trouble here, and away go Warrington. Dufty on the inside, Dufty's away! Matt Dufty stretches away, and Warrington go 100 metres to score. Once again, Hull's frailty in the final third of the pitch bites them.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Welcome back to the show. He could score a try, couldn't he?
Matt Dufty.
He could score a try.
He was always going to be a star in Super League, Matt Dufty. Exactly. He just had it written all over him.
Yeah, Phil Buzz Rothfield on the line. Buzz, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, boys. Good interview with Campo. I spoke to him last week and he's got some strong thoughts and,
It's interesting.
Some very good points as well.
Interesting, Buzz. He said he's basically been frozen out by Rugby Australia. That's bizarre for a man of his who's given so much service to the game, played 101 tests for the Wallabies and is still very well known by the sporting public.
Oh, he sure is. And you throw him alongside, you know, the Simon Poitevins, George Gregan, Zella Brothers, all the great names of the past. And look, I think Joseph Solihi was sort of trophy signing to bring publicity to a sport that has struggled for identity for a long period of time. But there they've got a guy who we all identify with and they don't want to use him. It's pretty crazy.
But, Buzz, it's a very expensive publicity stunt. If it's costing them $1.6 million, they've got players who are on a tenth of that playing for the Wallabies. They've got no grassroots structure. It's a big investment. It's a big risk. Not so much in Suwalee's success. We know he will have success. But it's a big risk in terms of outlaying that kind of money for publicity.
Yeah, it is. Look, it's $1.6 million the first year, $1.8 the second year, and then $2 million in the third year. And more than likely, he'll win his World Cup. He might get a crack at the Olympics. He'll play against the British Lions. Then, how old is he now? 19. So, at 22, 23, he'll come back to rugby league. So, is he going to be a 10-year, you know, investment? I don't think so. And there are some Wallaby players upset. And I wrote in my column today, Steve Gillis, veteran player agent, looks after Max Jorgensen. They caught up on Friday. I know they're talking about this Swalihi deal. And he's a superstar, young Jorgensen. I don't know if you guys have seen him play, but many people say he's as good, if not better, than Joseph. So interesting to see how Steve Gillis' talks with him eventuate, because I know Nick Politis has already rung Steve and said they're interested. So interesting to see what happens.
Buzz, where to for the West Tigers? Is it a basket case? Can they be fixed? Where do they stand in your eyes?
Oh, look, dog, I did the front page of the Sunday Telegraph this morning, just complete humiliation and 5 weeks of misery. And you look at those five losses, Titans, Knights, Bulldogs were all very, very winnable games. I don't think their fans would mind they struggle against Storm. And you don't want to be blown off the park by the Broncos, but they were never, ever going to win that football game. I don't know where they go, dog. Have you had a look at their draw coming up?
It's not good.
No, it's not pretty. So they might have to wait till about round nine, something like that, before they can get a win. And did you see the Justin Pascoe photo on social media last night?
Yes, I did. You checked with Pascoe, didn't you?
Yeah. Look, I've spoken to Justin about it.
Sorry, Buzz, before you go on, we should just let people know who didn't see it. It's a photo of Justin on the field before the game, and that the insinuation was that he was helping them warm up. But that's incorrect, Buzz?
Yeah, it is. Look, he was wearing joggers and he had a football in his hand. It looked like he was part of the warm-up. But Justin told me, look, it was 2 hours before the game and on away trips. Look, when he's at home, he's entertaining their clients and he's in the corporate suite. So he said on away trips, you know, they don't have a huge staff travelling, you know, to Melbourne, to Brisbane, et cetera. And he'll help get bags off the bus. If someone yells out, you know, let's put the cones out and they need help, he'll help.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
Yes, that's okay.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's criminal either, but it's just the perception that, you know, and he's sort of become the club whipping boy as much as Brooks, as much as Sheens. Justin's been there a long period of time. He's been through four coaches, Cleary, Potter, who else? Dog, Jason Taylor,
Madge
Maguire,
Ivan.
Ivan, and they haven't made the finals in that period of time. Commercially, they're a very strong business. He was instrumental in them securing $80 million of funding for their high performance centre. So, look, I don't think you can blame Justin, but he's certainly accepting responsibility for the mess they're in at the moment. He did, you know, he was behind the appointment of Tim Sheen and Benji.
Hey, Buzz, in your column this morning, you have written about what you describe as the outrageously stupid rotation system to rest the game's leading referees. What's going on, Buzz?
Well, I don't know what's going on. I took Paul Dog. Look, the two best referees in the competition are Grant Atkins and Ash Klein. They did the finals last year, and it was out of those two do the grand final. They've decided to do a rotation to give younger referees an opportunity in first grade. I think you give younger referees an opportunity in trial matches or at the end of the season when teams are out of contention for the finals. I want the best referees on the field every single week. Mistakes are being made. They're less likely to be made with the best referees.
Buzz,
do you agree, Dog? Is this outrageous?
Chris Sutton's not a regular, Buzz, and he made the big blunder last week in the Manly South game with the forward pass, which wasn't. And it cost Manly dearly. I guess I could live with the rotation, Buzz, around July, August, maybe, when we've had a long, grueling season. But to be resting blokes after three or four games seems bizarre.
But they're the best two referees, Dog. We've had this sensational start to the year. But you know what? The honeymoon will be over soon. We're starting to get a few blowouts. We had, you know, the Dolphins bubble burst yesterday. The West Tigers are going awful, and you know that we need the best referees on the park every week.
On that point, Buzz, both Sorb and Dino had firm opinions, but the Bradman best no try yesterday.
It was a try.
It was a try, wasn't it? It had to be.
Of course, it was a try. But see, and look, that's a bunker decision, Ray. I can't blame the referee. He did the right thing, went and got checked out.
I understand that, but again, that there's those little things that. And no one's perfect, understand that, but these little mistakes are highlighted when games are so close, which we have seen in the majority of games this season.
Yeah, but as I said, Ray, and I say all along, you can almost excuse a refereeing error in the heat of battle, 100 miles an hour, fatigue. But when you're sitting in a bunker, you've got 4K definition, you've got stop frame, you've got, you know, there's no excuse.
Bizarre.
That was a try.
What
was a terrible decision. It really was.
It was cost the
Knights. Did you guys agree, Bulldog?
100% I thought it was a try. You're a bit different, Dino.
Yeah.
And Zorb were different.
I was.
I suppose that's why it was called an
overtime. Did you disagree? Did you think it was a fair decision, Dog?
Oh, yeah. I didn't see it in a million different angles, Buzz. I was having a bet up the RSL club. I did see it on the screen up there, so I'm probably ill-equipped to give a incredibly strong opinion, but on face value, I thought it was. But
I'll say it this way, Buzz. In any other part of the game, of the ground, that's just play on, isn't it?
Yeah,
it wouldn't have been called up at all. So
no,
it's just, it was really unfortunate.
Hey, Dog, I'm a bit worried about you up the RSL yesterday. Cronulla on Friday, had a couple of beers with Bulldog on Friday.
I heard about this. Yeah, he was a bit dusty yesterday.
I wasn't drinking yesterday. I had a lemon squash and a Coke.
He's a bit dusty, Buzz. What happened?
But I did have a couple of beers on Friday with Buzz at the beautiful Cronulla RSL Club.
Nice spot, isn't it? I dropped in, Ray, and had three middies of rashes. Very, very pleasant.
It was nice.
What was Dino in by that stage, Buzz?
He was reasonably good. Reasonably
so he's gone downhill quick then, obviously.
Yes, I slumped after that. We all had a nice couple of shouts, and then got back to Buzz, and suddenly Phil gets up and says, I've got to go.
He's a smart man. Didn't want to get caught with you
for too
long.
I had to get home and cook a barbecue for my family.
And then we did say, how about the boys come around for a quick snag? And Phil was quite quick to say, that shan't be happening.
Yeah, you've had a carton by that stage, yeah.
Hey, Buzz, what's happened to Boyd Cordner?
Yeah, it's a poor bugger. You know, retired, the year before last with head injuries, and he signed up to go to Jordan on Channel 7's SAS show, and I guess you guys have seen it. Sam Burgess won it last year. But anyway, tore his pec muscle over there. Poor bugger. They had to fly him home from Jordan, ice packs, painkillers. At least he was in business class. But He's had surgery, now he's returned home, and look, he's on the Roosters coaching staff, and he's very much involved. He does a bit of physical stuff with them, but he's going to be out of play for the next few months. There was a picture of him in the sheds after the game. I used that in the column. And yeah, poor bugger, he just can't win, can he, with all his stuff? And,
Boyd's a champion, yeah. Buzz. Champion bloke, but you want to go on these silly shows, these things happen.
Well, you know what? I think there was a bit of folding involved, Bulldog. I think they're very well, that they do very well from these TV shows. And look, he arranged the time off from the Roosters. And look, it's not serious. It's all fun, isn't it? And, you know, they have big names there. And
I wouldn't know, Buzz. I'm not driven by money like you.
Oh, please, please.
Hey, Buzz, in your column, we were actually at this game, the Parramatta-Penrith game, last week. It was a terrific game of football, Para winning in Golden Point. And we stayed probably at least half an hour, maybe a little bit longer after the game, Buzz, because it's hard to get out of that car park. And it was noticeable that a lot of Penrith players were still on the ground signing autographs for their supporters. Parramatta players weren't. Now, the club is aware of this, Buzz, I understand.
Yeah, they are. Look, it's not a good look, Ray, and it's been raised before with the Parramatta players. At full time, they'll gather in a, you know, and have a chat, shake hands with the opposition. But more often than not, they head straight to the dressing sheds. Now, other clubs, as you talk about Penrith, are just outstanding. Someone sent me an email this morning that the Storm players, some of them walked off the field half naked. They spent nearly half an hour on Acor Stadium giving away their jerseys, shorts, socks, boots to fans after the game.
Great stuff, great stuff.
Yeah. It's terrific. But look, these complaints from the Parramatta Eels fans, one guy spends 3.5 hours every week to get to the game, another 3.5 hours after the game to get home. It is not good enough. Another fella, Tyron McFarlane, took his 8-year-old son to the game. He's got a broken arm. He thought, we'll go down to the fence, we'll get some selfies, cheer him up a little bit. They all walked off. That part I've got.
Should it be made compulsory, Buzz? Like, I'm talking, you know, in a contract, for example, or you have to do this. It's not an option.
So the day we have to make it compulsory is the saddest day. It really is. These million-dollar Eels players need to get off their backsides, understand they wouldn't have these contracts if it wasn't for the people who were paying for memberships, merchandise, entry, the turnstiles every week, and they've got to go out there and talk to them. And it's just part of the game now, Bulldog. And look, in fairness, 5 of the 18 players last Thursday night against Parramatta, Gutherson, Madison, Hopgood, Brendan Hands and Jack Murchie did. The rest just headed off.
Hey, Buzz, maybe they are listening because we've got a SMS here, no name. Hey, boys, another great show. I'd like to raise for you with Buzz that my son and I, my 10-year-old son and I, were at the Eels-Roosters game. At the 78th minute mark, we left our seats to get autographs next to the players' tunnel. Every Eels player except 2 stopped to sign my son's flag. So maybe the message is getting through, Buzz.
Well, I really hope so. And look, Jim Sarantinos, who I regard highly as a chief executive, was owning this story. He said they need to do better. He said that they're the lifeblood of their footy club, the fans, and it is so important that they make each and every one of them feel valued and thank them for the support with little things like this.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. Hey, Buzz, 2 games to complete round 5, both really interesting games. Sharkies take on the Warriors, the Doggies take on the Cowboys this afternoon. Your take?
Yeah, I'm going down to Shark Park, guys, 4 o'clock kickoff. Only our second home game of the year, and I think the Sharks can get the job done, but it'll be very, very hard because Andrew Webster's doing a terrific job with the Warriors. I am a little bit worried about Sean Johnson coming home. He was here a couple of years and he's in great form. I think the Cowboys will beat the Bulldogs. Bad luck about Billy Kickhower getting hurt at training. And they've got a lot of injury problems, the Bulldogs. So I think the Cowboys will be far too strong in this one.
Terrific. Hey, Buzz, enjoy the footy this afternoon. We'll talk next Sunday.
Yeah, good on you guys. Cheers now.
Thanks, Buzz.